Hey guys, my name is Whitney, and this is my true story. So me and my boyfriend Ryan had been together for a few years, and before that he used to be in an on-and-off relationship with another girl. I was a little bit insecure and never really wanted to talk about his exes, so I didn't ask him about her. Anyways, I also had a best friend named Jessica. She was the crazy friend always throwing parties. We would hang out all the time because we were neighbors, but she could be pretty secretive about her personal life. So one night we were at a party, and that's when I met Ryan. He was way out of my league, but he was so funny and always gave me all of his attention, which made me feel really special. And that night he asked for my number, and we started to text every single day. It only took a few dates before we were officially dating. And a few days later, I saw a text from someone named X pop up on his phone. That's when he told me he had a crazy ex that wouldn't be happy that we were dating. He told me that he told her it was definitely over because he chose me, and he even showed me the text that he sent. I was really happy that he showed that to me because, like, I knew I could trust him, but I was still a little bit insecure with myself. Anyways, one day we were out on a date and Jessica shows up to the restaurant, and I was happy to see her. I was surprised and happy to see her, and she walked in straight towards us and sat down at a table with us. She was giving me, like, the nastiest look and acting like she owned the place, and I asked her what she was doing, and she completely ignored me and only talked to Ryan, who, to my surprise, was acting like it wasn't a big deal. It was super awkward for me because I didn't have much to say, and I didn't know why my best friend and my boyfriend were acting like this, but I figured Ryan was just trying to make her feel comfortable. And sometimes he's just too much of a nice guy. So when we left the restaurant, Jessica tried to kiss Ryan, and that's when I freaked out. I'm like, what's going on? Someone needs to explain this to me right now. Ryan apologized to me, and he said that they're old friends, and it didn't mean anything. I was so angry at both of them, but I didn't want to be the annoying girlfriend who bossed around her boyfriend. And I was so mad at Jessica for not telling me anything, too. Then Jessica just hugged Ryan and left without even looking at me. And after that, Ryan said he didn't know what had just happened, and we drove home in an awkward silence. I knew something was wrong. Right when I got home, I marched straight to Jessica's house and I rang her doorbell, and she answered almost as angry as I was at the restaurant. "How could you do this to me?" she yelled, but I didn't know what she was talking about. She screamed at me that I had stolen the only person she cared about on purpose and slammed the door in my face. I was so confused and I didn't know what to do. And I started crying and I went back home and I sat in my bed. That's when I figured it out. I went and confronted Ryan about Jessica, and he admitted that she was his crazy ex. I couldn't believe that neither of them told, like, they didn't tell me. And I felt so stupid for not realizing it before. And then it got even worse. Ryan confessed to me that he only started dating me because he wanted to make Jessica jealous, but that once he had gotten to know me, he fell in love with me. And that's when I told him I needed a break to think about things. I mean, I was thankful for his honesty and glad that he said that he loved me, but how can I trust him if our relationship was started on a lie? A few days later, I was walking through town, and I saw him and Jessica eating together at a restaurant. I was heartbroken, but I told myself that maybe he just wanted some closure in person. But then I saw them get up and kiss each other, and that's when I knew it was over. I broke up with Ryan that night, and he cried and he told me that he loved me, but I told him what I'd seen and he went silent. And I'd never felt such pain before, and I tried to speak to Jessica after that, but she just ignored me. And then I heard from a friend that she was officially dating Ryan now, and even that Ryan had gone around telling people that I was the crazy ex. And it's funny how that story changes, because I don't know if I'll ever get over the loss of Ryan and Jessica at the same time, but I hope that Jessica's happy, and maybe one day we'll be friends again. Who knows? But I tell myself that I'm happy with how everything turned out, because I just would have been hurt even more if it had gone on for longer, and it made me a more honest and caring person today than I was before. I had to learn the hard way, but it'll make me a better person going forward, and hopefully teach me to avoid things like that in the future.